Right, let's learn Megillah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis as we're drawing closer and closer to the end of Maseches Megillah. We are in the fourth parak of the fourth and final parak of Maseches Megillah. So we're discussing the halachas of selling things that have lesser kedusha and using that you have to use that money to buy things that have more kedusha, but not to buy things that have a lower level of kedusha. Roim Barabba Avaka Bani Beit Knishta. Roim Barabba was building a shul. Hava Yiknishta Atika, and there was an old shul that he wanted that he was trying to upgrade by making this new one. Have a bayla mystery, so he wanted to destroy the old shul because he was building a new one. And he wanted to take some of the beams and some of the materials from the old shul and build it into the new shul. The havdil, like by Yankee Stadium, they wanted to take certain parts in the new Yankee Stadium. They wanted to take certain parts from the old stadium. What do they call it? That white fencing. By the outfield, right, and put it in the new stadium. They always want to do something like that. So over here was to save money. He wanted to use some of the materials that were still usable from the old shul and put it into the new shul. Vayule lahasam, put it in the new shul. Yosef coming by le had Rav Chista. So he was asking the question of Rav Chista, what he's allowed to do. Dam Rav Chista lo lister beiknishta adabani beiknishta chriti. Rav Chista said, you're not allowed to destroy a shul unless you've already built a new shul instead. So he wasn't sure, does that apply here? Is he not allowed to knock down the old one until the new one is finished? Do we assume hasam ishum pshiusa? Over there it's because we're afraid you're going to be negligent and you may never actually build the new shul and everyone's going to be left without a shul. But ki agav namai. But what about in my case, he says, where the only reason I'm destroying it was so, to use the material to build the new shul. So there's no concern that I'm going to be negligent and not build the new shul. I'm only destroying it because it's going to help me build the new shul. So asal kameder Rav Papa va'asalei. He asked Rav Papa. Rav Papa said it's asur. The kameder Rav Huna va'asalei. And he asked Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said that it's also asur. So main point number two on Daf Chaf Vav and Beis, it's asur to destroy an old shul, even to use its building material for the building of a new shul when there's no concern of negligence. Still asur. So the Gemara goes on. Amarava, hi Beknishta, if you have a shul, chilufa zibnu shari, to exchange it for another item of kedusha, or to sell it for money is mutter, oguru mashkuna aser, but to rent it or to mortgage it is aser. My time, because if it's rented or mortgaged, it's still holy, so therefore you didn't get rid of its kedusha, so that's okay, and then you could use that money to do whatever you want with. Livnei Nami, so the Gemara says, the bricks of a shul, chalufinu v'zubinu shari, to trade them or to sell them is mutter, azufinu aser, but to lend them is aser, hani mi libati kasa, but that's only old bricks from an old destroyed shul, aval b'chadasa leslan ba, but new bricks that were never part of a shul wall, but were just set aside to be used for a shul, that there's no problem with, because they're not really kaddush yet, they were never used for a shul. V'afilu man yamar hazmana milsihi, and even if you hold like the opinion that hazmana milsihi, very important concept, hazmana milsa, that's simply designating something, gives it a certain status. So even if you hold that just designating bricks normally would give it the status of a shul, hani mili kigona orig begad lemeis, that's only in a case like where you weave a garment for a dead body to bury him in. Aval hacha ketavu la'orig dami. But over here, the bricks were set aside to be used for a shul wall. It's not like weaving a garment for a dead body. It's more like you spun thread to then weave for a dead body. It's too early in the process for it to even be called hazmana. V'lech l'man d'yamer, no one would say that it has kedusha just on account of that. It's way too early in the process. Matana, where the people from the city give the shul to someone as a present, so then what's the halacha? Does the kedusha of the shul go away and allow the person who gets the present to use it for other things other than a shul? So pligibar ravachav ravina, chad aser v'chad shari, it's machlokas ravachav ravina, one of them said it's aser, one of them said it's mutter. Mandi aser b'haytiv kedusha say, the one that said that it's aser would say that how does the kedusha go away? The kedusha never went away, so the kedusha is still there. It's aser. Uman deshari, the one that said that it's mutter, ilav dahavle anamine lava yavle. If the people in the town didn't have any hana from it, they would not have given the shul to the person in the first place. So therefore, the gift is just like a sale because they got something in return for it. It may not be like a normal sale where you know exactly how much was paid for it, but why would they just randomly give a guy a shul? He must have done something for them, and therefore that's just like selling. It's just like selling a shul. So the Gemara goes on to quote another brisa. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Tashmishi mitzvah nizrachim. If you have things that were used for the sake of a mitzvah, after the mitzvah is over, you're allowed to throw them out. Let's say you have an old lulav. I get the shaila every year. You have a person doesn't know what to do with his lulav and esrog after the yantif is over. Halacha is technically you're allowed to throw them out. It happens to be we try to treat them with some respect, so we put them in a separate bag before we throw them out. But you are allowed to throw them out. That's the concept called tashmishei mitzvah. Things that are used for the sake of a mitzvah. Tashmishei kedusha, on the other hand, things that are used for kedusha, meaning things that have actual writing of Torah on it, like tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, those things, even after they're no longer used, nignazin. You cannot just throw them out. They need to be put into shemus. They need to be hidden away. They need to be buried somewhere. So that's another important concept. Tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei mitzvah are things that are used for a mitzvah. Tashmishei kedusha have a higher level of kedusha. They're things that actually relate to the writing of Torah, like tefillin, which has parshios in it, and mezuzah, and sefer Torah, and Megillah. Ve'elu ein tashmishei mitzvah. What are examples of tashmishei mitzvah where you're allowed to just chuck them when you're done with them? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Good. Ve'elu ein tashmishei kedusha. What are examples of tashmishei kedusha? Dulos kamei svarim, tefillin and mezuzos, the bags for svarim and for tefillin and for mezuzos, v'tik shel sefer Torah, the case for a sefer Torah, v'nar tik shel tefillin, a case where you hold your tefillin, ritzuo sehen, the straps of the tefillin, all of those things are tashmishei kedusha because they relate directly to items that have actual writing of Torah. Amar Rava, Meresha, Vamina Rava says at first they used to assume that haikrasaya, the bima that they read the Torah on, tashmish to tashmishu, is that's another important concept. Tashmish to tashmish. It's not a tashmishi kedusha because you don't use it directly for the Sefer Torah, but it's a tashmish of tashmishi kedusha. So vishari, and therefore it should be mutter to use the bima for non kadosh reasons. But given the chazina, the most feel of a Sefer Torah, once I saw that sometimes they put the Torah directly on the bima, even without a bima cover, amina tashmish kedusha hu. I realized that it must be a tashmish kedusha va'asur, and therefore it's asur. You're not allowed to use it for anything else other than the kadosh purposes. Va'amar Rav, and Rav also said, Me'reishav amina. I used to think high priest tashmisha de tashmishu, that the curtain on the inside of the Aron Kodesh that holds the Torah is also only a tashmish to tashmish, because it only decorates the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh is itself a tashmish kedusha. So maybe this should be a secondary tashmish. But kiven de chazina daifilei manchi sifri lavei. But when I saw that sometimes they fold over the curtain and they put the Sefer Torah directly on it, amina tashmish kedusha, who I realized that it is an actual tashmish kedusha va'aser, and it's in fact aser. Another halach about tashmish kedusha v'yamarava haite. Vusa dirpat, an Aron Kodesh that held the Torah and it fell apart. May of the tevas udrasi shari. You're allowed to make a small aron from it because it's not going to take away any of the kedusha. But krasaya aser, you're not allowed to make a bima out of it because a bima has less kedusha than an Aron Kodesh. V'yamarava fourth psak. High priest of Devala, a curtain inside the Aron Kodesh that became worn out. Lema'avde priest of the Sifrei Shari, you're allowed to use it to make the covering for an actual Torah because that has the same level of kedusha as the curtain. But luchumasha in aser, but you're not allowed to take that curtain that previously served the Sefer Torah and now use it for chumashim. That would be a downgrade in its kedusha. And another psak halacha about tashmishei kedusha v'yamarava haniz vili duchumshi, the bags that are used for holding chumashim of the Torah, v'kam tari de sifri, cases that are used for holding sifrei Torah, tashmish kedusha ninu v'nignazin, they are an actual tashmish kedusha and they therefore have to be nignaz, they need to be put in shemus. So Gemara says pshita, of course they do. What what's the hava mina? Mal de tema hani lav lekaver avidin. I might have thought that these bags are not made to honor the svarim that they hold. Linturi bialna avidin. They're just there for protection alone. So kamash malan. That's where it teaches us that nevertheless they still have a level of kedusha to them. So main point number three over here. Tashmishe mitzvah can be discarded, could be thrown away after the mitzvah's over. Tashmishe kedusha need to be put into geniza. Tashmishe kedusha need to be nignazin. They need to be put into shemis. Gemara tells us another thing, another halacha that Rava says about tashmishe kedusha. Ube kedusha di yudai ramai. The Roman Jews had a certain shul, dava psiach lehu adrona, that opened up into this other room, dava machas pe meis, and there was a dead body in that other room. Vavbo kahani lemel tzli hasam. Problem is, kohanim wanted to come into the shul, but there was a dead body in the other room that was adjacent to the shul, so they didn't know they wouldn't become tamei if they come into the shul. So asu amr leil Rava, they told Rava what was going on. Amr lehu delute. So he said to them, no problem. Take the Aron Kodesh and put it in the doorway that goes in between these two rooms. It will close off the doorway. And then Davli Kliyetza Asu L'Nachas. It's like a wooden kli that's meant to stay in one spot. The rule is that a large wooden kli that's meant to stay in one spot, that's never supposed to be moved, like a big piece of furniture, is not Mekabel Tumah, cannot become Tameh. And therefore, V'chotit B'vnei HaTumah, something that's not Mekabel Tumah, can block the Tumah. So the Tumah is not going to be able to get in from the room where the dead body is into the shul, because you have the Aron Kodesh there, and the Aron Kodesh is a kli eitz ha'asu l'nachas, important concept, kli eitz ha'asu l'nachas, like a large piece of wooden furniture. So Amru le Rabban Rava, the Rabban said to Rava, Vazimnin de Metatil le Kimanach Sefer Torah Lave. What are you talking about? Sometimes they do move the Aron Kodesh when they need to put the Torah on it. Vavle Metatil Maliv Rekam. And therefore, it's not a kli etz asul nachas. It's a kind of kli that could be moved when it's full, it could be moved when it's empty, and therefore it is Mekabel Tumah. And if it is Mekabel Tumah, it won't be a good block for the Tumah. So Rava realizes, whoops, ihachi lo afshar. Okay, if that's the case, then there's nothing you could do. Then the Kohanim simply can't go into that shul, because then there's nothing to block the Tumah. Main point number four, an aron can be chotzeitz from in front of Tumah, can block the Tumah, unless it's the kind of aron that is moved every once in a while. If it's actually moved once in a while, then it cannot be chotzeitz b'fnei Tumah. It does not serve as a proper blocker of Tumah. Okay, so the Gemara goes on, Tashmishe Kedusha discussion. Amar Marzutra, Mitbechos Svarim Shabalu. If you have the coverings of Svarim that became worn out and you can't use them anymore, Osnos and Tachrichel Meis Mitzvah, you're allowed to use them to make the burial shrouds, the clothing that you bury a Meis Mitzvah in. Meis Mitzvah, important concept, a dead body that has no one to bury him. Vizui Gnizasan, and that will be how you will bury. Instead of putting it into Shemus randomly and just burying it like that, make it into a shroud of a dead body, and then it will be buried that way together with the dead body. Vama Rava, Rava also said Sefer Torah Shabbal, if you have a Sefer Torah gets worn out, Gonzino so it's a Talmud Chacham. You should put it in Geniza next to a Talmud Chacham, where a Talmud Chacham is buried. Vafilu Shona Halachos, and even just next to someone who learned Halachos, even if he's not the world's biggest Talmud Chacham, but he's someone who taught Halachos, which in those days meant someone who learned Mishnais, which are just bottom line Halachos without any analysis. Amar Vachabar Yaakov, Ube Klecheres, but the Torah should be put inside a Klecheres, inside earthenware kalim to be buried in order to make it not deteriorate as quickly. Shinemar Musatim Klecheres, the Manyamdu Yamim Rabin, that you put things in a Klecheres if you want it to last a long time. Klecheres is an important concept, an earthenware utensil, and in this context we're saying that that's what you bury Sifrei Torah in. So going back to discuss the Mishnah where we said that if you sell a shul, you have to use the money to buy something that has a greater level of kedusha to it. So it says the Gemara of Papi Mishmei de Rava, of Papi said in the name of Rava, Mibei Knishta lebe Rabbanan, to take a room, a building, and turn it from a shul into a Beis Medrash, a Beis Rabbanan, place where people learn Torah, shari, that's mutter. But to take a base medrash and turn it into a shul, that's aser. There's a higher level of kedusha for a base medrash because that's where Torah is learned. For Rav Papa, there's another place in this Masechta, again, where we see the value of Talmud Torah. Sometimes you see little connections between the end of a Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta. Toward the very beginning of the Masechta, we learned about Yeshua's conversation with the Malach, where the Malach told him that you were Mevatel the Karban Tamid and you were Mevatel Torah, but Bittul Torah is the more important thing. So here also we see the value of learning Torah, that learning Torah is even more important than the base Knesset, the place where we daven, which, by the way, the davening that we do is connected the Karban Tamid. It's exactly the same idea, that it has more Kedusha because that's where Torah happens and Torah takes precedence over the Karban Tamid. So you're not allowed to transform a base medrash into a shul, but a shul into a base medrash you can. Rav Papa mishmei Rav Masni Yibcha. Rav Papa taught the opposite in the name of Rava, that you're allowed to turn a base medrash into a shul, but not the opposite. So which is it? Am Rav Achas, Rav Acha answered, Kavase de Rav Papa Mistavra. Rav Papa is more logical. Dam Rav Yishuv and Levi Beis HaKnesses Mutzal Asoso Beis HaMedrash. You're allowed to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis Medrash. So we see from there that the second way is the proper way to understand it, that you're allowed to turn the first way, you're allowed to turn a Beis Knesses into a Beis Medrash, but not vice versa. Like we said before, the Talmud Torah is paramount. So you could take a shul and turn it into a place of Torah learning, but you're not allowed to take a place of Torah learning and turn it into a shul. So I guess main point number one, Chav Zainam and Aleph already, Machlokas, whether a Beis Knesses or Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. Lahalacha, we assume, Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. And as we're going to see next time, this is really dependent on how we translate the words Bayis Gadol, whether it's the Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash has more Kedusha. It all depends how we translate the words Bayis Gadol, as we'll see next time. We haven't gotten to that Gemara yet, but God willing, next time when we do Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.